Hello and welcome to the latest edition, episode 25 of the Bruins Fastcast. Let's talk about the Bruins' latest games from their homestand. January the 12th, they had a 5-1 win over the Montreal Canadiens at home with Linus Ullmark in nets. Again, it's always fun to beat Montreal. I mean, right now they're not at their best. They're one of the last teams in the league in the running for Shane Wright in the draft, probably. No Carey Price, no Shea Weber, no Brendan Gallagher, and a lot of guys coming off the COVID list. So, I mean, a win is a win. I don't we can't really brag about that one, but it's always nice to have the bragging rights in our pockets, I guess. In that game, Lazar had two. Marchand had a hat trick. And interestingly enough, one of Lazar's goals was originally credited to Juro Vaakanainen and would have been his first NHL goal, but then it was later changed to Curtis Lazar, so he's still looking for that elusive first goal. The next night, January 13th, we were in at home again versus the Flyers, and it was the return of Tuukka Rask. He was back at Nets for the first time in a long time. Had just come off signing a one-year, $1 million contract, I guess prorated because he's starting about halfway through the year. He looked pretty good. He made some solid stops. And the goal scorers for Boston that game, it was all Pasternak. He had three goals in that one. First time in a long, long time, I believe since 82, someone said that they had two guys with hat tricks in two consecutive games. That was followed by, on the January the 15th, they got a win over Nashville in overtime, 4-3. Ullmark and Nets for that one. That was a big win over a pretty good team. Goal scorers in that game, Craig Smith, Brad Marchand again, Mike Riley, and Taylor Hall with a nice goal in overtime to win it. That was a good win to have. Definitely boosting them up in the standings a little bit, making some distance between them and Detroit for that wildcard spot, and hopefully chasing up to Toronto for that third spot. And then yesterday, well, it was a big day at the Boston Garden. January the 18th, they were retiring Willie O'Ree's number 22. Willie was a trailblazer for hockey. He's a pioneer. He's well deserving of this thing. He's a good ambassador for the sport. I would recommend the book Willie, written by Michael McKinley with a foreword by former Bruins player Jerome McGinley. It's an amazing read. Just what a great story. And Willie's just a great guy, and he's well deserving of having his name hoisted up to the rafters with all the greats. However, the game itself, not a great performance by Boston. It ended up, we lost 7-1. We gave up five goals in the first period. Tuukka got the start. Ullmark came in to start the second in relief. The only goal for Boston was Bergeron. Not much good to talk about. The defense in this game was pretty bad. There was just a lot going wrong. Nobody really had a good game. It wasn't the best performance, but thinking about it, they had played so good in the last nine games, going 8-1. They were probably due for a stinker of a game, and hopefully they got this out of the system. It wasn't good. Next game's against Washington, so they're going to have to pick up the pieces and just go out there and get a big win again. So all in all, not a bad week. Just would have been nice to have a better tribute to Willie. I hope he didn't get too upset over that. I'm sure he didn't. He just loves hockey. He's a great guy from the Maritimes, from Fredericton. So that was a very good ceremony. He wasn't able to be there in person, unfortunately, probably due to COVID, I would imagine. But he made a nice video and got a good ovation. And former Bruin Anson Carter was one of the people who raised the banner, which was kind of cool. Very good to see Anson Carter back in a Bruins uniform. He was always a good player for the team. So, well, that's it. Hopefully they can recover from that huge loss last night to Carolina. It just was a bad game all around. But, they were probably due for one. And Like I said, hopefully they'll go back to the winning ways in the next game against Washington. So that's it for this one, and we'll talk to you next time.